Your personal guide to make sound. What you need before you start. Cables, wires, a friend, a DJ, this can be you. Lips for a soft kiss, objects, a gym, a third hand, a lot of time. But if you don't have a lot of time, you can also manage. Take some wires in the length of the length the wire should have. If they don't have the right length, you need to cut them. It doesn't matter how much you take off, but the first layer is okay if you want. Then, step 44, the wires need to be attached to the right spots. You can also do this with your fingernails, but make sure that the two parts don't touch each other. Make sure they are attached correctly. You will feel it when they are attached correctly. But if they are not attached correctly, it might also just work fine. Take some more wires from the spot where you got the other wires. Take a third hand and put the wires in the objects. In between, you can put the whole cable. You can use some force if it's needed. If you don't have any force, go to the gym. At step 2, make sure there are electromagnetic waves. The electromagnetic waves are very important for sound, if not even the most important thing. But they can also not be there. Also, you should know, the more bits, the better the quality. This the number one rule. But this is also relative. It's also matter of taste. Now, untangle all the cables in front of you. This might take time because there are at least 10 cables. Congratulations for concluding step minus 21. Put the cable of your choice in the device of your choice. Isolate the two parts, cut one piece and put it aside. Place the main part into the third hand. If you cannot find the main part, put the less important part in the third hand mentioned at step minus 98. But remember that step. Then, heat one of the legs and add some material. It doesn't matter which part is connected to which, the cable is your friend. Let the cable do what the cable is meant to do, but don't put any pressure on the cable. The cable needs to consent to your action. Maybe you will hear a beep sound. Step number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The sound will travel and you will notice, the higher the frequency, the higher the tone. And also, the drier the decency, the drier the stone. You need the ground to understand where the signal is. It's like hide and seek. To accomplish step 55 you must find the signal, but the signal will never find you. It's a one-sided relationship. After you have found the signal, you can continue. You can also stop if you have an appointment with a friend, or you can place it somewhere and then measure it with the right measurement unit. Write down the result so you can look at it later if you want to remember what you measured, but you can also not do that. For step number 64, take the speaker that looks like a speaker and is actually also a speaker. You can open it. You can give it a soft kiss. It should pick up some electromagnetic waves. Knock it or place it on your neck to see if it moves. Concentrate. Go back to step number 23. Now you need to focus on the number 0. You will understand if you look at it. You should never go a lot above 0 and you should never go a lot below 0. Check on your screen that you are following all rules. Attach some more cables to the holes. If the cables fall out, you must tape them on your computer. To tape it, you can use tape. If they don't fall out, you don't need tape. But to go back to step 36, there is a red button you would like to press. You must avoid to press the red button at all costs. The red button stands for emergency. In case of a fire, call the firefighters. Now put everything into the mixer. You need to push some buttons. If you don't do this, it will work or not. You might feel like a DJ. Take that feeling and put it into your sound. Step number 82, make sure the legs are well connected. This is it. You made sound.
Are we recording? Fuck. Sorry. Okay, again.
I knew the seagulls would come ask for food at some point. Look.
I cannot hear you.
What do you mean?
To be honest, I have never thought about it.
I was seeing like a spreadsheet flying away, like receding on the horizon. Someone told me today they don't like Excel, but they respect it. I have the same opinion.
Do you think we should go and talk to that person?
Run! Faster! They're coming now. Where could we hide?
When I hear this noise, it makes me feel like I'm on a holiday. Almost like being on a boat. One that has wheels. One that could be a boat, but also just an animal. The noise happened again. A distant call followed by loss.
I can hear it now, but I can't see it. Can you?
Okay, that might make total sense. But perhaps we were completely wrong. Looking at them now, I think they just wanted to have some ice cream. Maybe we were completely wrong.
I never looked at it this way.
Why not go join them?
Every morning there is this chicken singing under my window. Sometimes he reminds me of Björk.
Well, what I meant was this. The sun is too strong, we should put some sunscreen.
Avant-garde!
You never ate steamed potatoes?
Spy, spy with my little eye. What do I see? A burning ball of thousands of Excel sheets coming back to me, like an Excel meteorite.
Do you think the sky will still be blue tomorrow?
I closed my eyes and when I opened them again, all I could see was Pokemons playing the trumpet, like an orchestra of little Charmanders and Pikachus. If you had to choose, which Pokemon would you be?
Yeah, I was also planning to leave at some point. I'm wondering if it's not a good time to do that now.
They usually come at sunset. It's a very unique moment. It feels like an eternal Sunday.
It must be someone howling far away.
Ha, exactly.
Who is this?
Thank you. evaluation of crunchy and crispy texture from issue number 01 of The Perfect Crunch International Journal. Patterns of crunchiness to satisfy your bird mouth. Abstract. Crispiness and crunchiness are important factors in the enjoyment of many foods, but they are defined differently among dictionaries, consumers, and researchers. Sensory, mechanical, and acoustic methods have been used to provide data on crispness and crunchiness.
Table of crunchiness.
Almond. Crunchiness 65. Crispiness 20. Moisture 0. Oil 5. 1 piece 0.5 cm big. Apple 55 crunchiness. 15 crispiness. 66 moisture. 0 oil. 1 slice 2 cm big. Celery 78 crunchiness, 60 crispiness, 90 moisture, 0 oil, 1 stick 3 cm long. Coconut 55 crunchiness, 55 crispiness, 3 moisture, 43 oil, 1 piece 1 cm big. Cucumber 70 crisp crunchiness, 10 crispiness, 90 moisture, 0 oil, 2 cm slice.
Mechanical aspects.
Fracture events take place when a crispy or crunchy food is bitten and chewed. When an initial bite is taken, the structure is ruptured and a crack sound is produced simultaneously as the force drops.
Acoustical aspects.
Once the sound has been created by eating or chewing a solid food, it can be sensed by the conduction of air to the ear, via soft tissues in the mouth, and also through conduction via the jawbone. Bone-mediated noises require propagation at a frequency of 160 Hz, while air-mediated noises need to be propagated at 160 Hz and amplified at 3.5 kHz. Some researchers have found that crunchiness corresponds to emission of lower frequency noises and crispiness to higher frequency noises.
Temporality.
Analyzing a series of chews provides more information than just the first chew, but the amount of time to be considered when determining crunchiness is subject to debate. Some researchers have defined crunchiness as perceived intensity of repeated incremental failure during a single complete bite with the molar teeth, perceived cumulative intensity of force required for repeated incremental failures of the product by chewing up to 5 times with molars, a relationship between crunchiness and chewing effort between the 5th and 10th chew.
Conclusion.
Further work on differentiating and defining crispy and crunchy textures is needed so that universal standards can be obtained.
85 crunchiness, 80 crispiness, 0 moisture, 80 oil, 3 gram lettuce, 65 crunchiness, 20 crispiness,
ASMR
84 moisture,
April 26,
0 oil,
2020. 20.